Well, 39 years ago today, I presided at the Eucharist for the first time. Which means that 39 years ago yesterday, I was ordained a priest. And in all that time, I'd never plucked up the courage to preach about the beheading of John the Baptist. But I'm going to attempt today to get some meaning out of that gospel that we've just heard. I mean, after all, the story that we've just heard features in a lot of paintings. It features in films, because it's quite gory and people like that kind of thing. And there's also been an opera written about it. But what can I say? What message can I get from this passage that we've just listened to? Well, first of all, you see, Herod's one of those characters that I have mixed feelings about. Because we heard in the passage that he really listened to the message of John the Baptist. And he listened to it so much that he was perturbed. He was upset by it. And we also heard in the passage that he tried to protect John the Baptist. So in a sense, he liked listening to what he had to say, even if he didn't put it into practice. But he was stuck. He was stuck in the middle. Because his wife, who used to be his brother's wife, hated John the Baptist. Because John had told her that you can't get married to your husband's brother. And told Herod that he can't marry his brother's wife. And she really hated him. And of course we heard in the story what happened. That eventually Herod made this promise because of his daughter and ended up beheading John the Baptist. We're still at the point, is there a message in this for us? Well, I think there clearly is. The message for me is that very often we are presented with hard choices, with difficult choices to make in our lives. And just as Herod in the story, there are all sorts of pressures on us to make a decision in a particular way, to go in a particular direction, to do a particular thing. And we each have the opportunity when those times present themselves to either do the right thing or often to do the thing that's right for us. I can think of many times in my life when I've been presented with a choice. And that choice is either to do good, to follow the gospel, or to think of myself. And I don't think I'm unique in that from time to time, and sometimes even a lot of the time, I end up thinking about myself and make the wrong choice. And it's not just us as individuals that do that. Society can do that. People of influence in society can do that. We only have to look at the past week for many examples where people have put themselves first and the right thing second. Whether that's the resignation of Boris Johnson, who for me, I know I'm getting a bit political here, but for me, Boris Johnson thinks of nobody else but Boris Johnson. Dare I say Donald Trump thinks of nobody else but Donald Trump. These influential people, people who are given power in our world and in our society, they have a unique opportunity to make the right decision, to make the right decision in the best interest of everybody, or to make the decision in the best interest of themselves. And time again, we hear of people who make that wrong decision. Time and time again, we hear of people who, like Herod, make the decision to save their own skin, make the decision to save face. As a people of God, we need to bear witness in our world that we can make the right decision, that we can make decisions for good rather than evil, for the many rather than the few. And for me, today's gospel came at just the right time with what's happening in our country and in our world to remind us that yes, we can make the right decision. We can learn from Herod, who gave in to pressure. We can learn from Herod, who looked after himself at that particular moment, and make decisions to care about everybody, to care about our brothers and sisters, to put the gospel into practice in our lives. For me, that's what the gospel is saying today. Put the gospel into practice. Put the gospel first when you come to make decisions, and especially the important decisions in life. Put the gospel first when you make decisions that will affect millions of people. Put the gospel first. Amen.
Amen. Amen.